I've chosen a selection of poems about London to begin with, from across the span of my work. The first one concerns Arthur Machen, who lived in Notting Hill as a young man and used to take long walks to Kensal Green Cemetery and beyond, which had a lasting influence on his fiction, as is indicated in the title Hill of Dreams. The poem is called Dreads and Drolls. 23 Clarendon Road, 1883. A room at the top, a very small room, not even a monastic cell. A bed, a washstand, small table, one chair, no fireplace. A gas jet, meter shut off at midnight, a kettle and spirit lamp. Carriage candles for reading. Burton, Homer, Don Quixote, Hargrave Jennings on the Rosicrucians. Black rack of pipe smoke over yellow gorse. A loaf of bread, canister of green tea in the corner. A box of possessions, sparse on the landing. Hung lengthwise a step ladder in case of fire. Between rungs, a library of sorts. Tramp the road north in search of green. Loaf, stroll through a cat's cradle of blocks, across the canal and round to a walled grass desert of shattered marble pillars, granite urns. Tight, free from weather, the heart sinks back to thicket. Out of this maze by obscure paths, with a gusty, restless wind, over the moon bridge, quivering iron to smug villas, a last piano note alive as coals behind close-drawn curtains. Who is that girl? Arms jerked up, frantic wires pulling to beckon run in leafy shadow squares. What is home? What is this hill of dreams? Horizon vague in purple mist, to first sun and duty, the hum and jangle of trams. Up by taller elms and planes, for paper and ink, from Merley's celestial stationer. To plot out a book in the carpet, design faded, to build a mosaic memory and echo of music, dark beneath scents on a ruled white sheet. Sappho, spagyrical realms of conjuration, where neumes are story and person, no foregone ethic to dash effect. Dig and burrow, to make of these avenues of lamps this starry labyrinth, Baghdad, Zion, the city of the cup, gold never found, but rarities rich underneath. So to come through the terror, dry rotted to the cock loft, that ombre which may crack and thunder in a moment and furnish tales to the eighth day, journeys, histories from a throbbing head and a viaduct pen, matters everywhere present in gaps and silence, a half glance in the cave of Rabelais, hard words to take or treat. Boo-boo, Brededin, Brededak, Car Shotten, Godelik, Jadish, Laycod, Nimming, Omi of the Kaza, Nunti Manjare, Parastata, Soritic, Stimfallid, Whirrited, Whinyard. Cast by rhizotome they go, tuberous on night watch under the gas jet. Nutting wood, knotting. Car Leon on Usk, a framed jest for bosky relation, now the scene breathes by back travel. Such toil to prod and poke walls and trees, a world drawn in marks put aside. Say you know, but who is the other that hides?